after 10 a.m. Stay tuned with MZ for the Saturday special next.
Yo, Aaron, how you be?
I be good. How you be?
Pretty good. So that's why I heard a. That's why I saw. A classic car when I was driving down from KSCO North to here.
Yeah, yeah, I guess it's going on all weekend.
Where is it?
It's in Pebble Beach. It's I guess it's an annual thing, and they're having it tomorrow, but people are arriving and getting their tickets early, so it's going to be jam-packed all weekend down
there. Can you or anybody in KSCO country tell me why we don't host, we Santa Cruz County or KSCO, do not host a classic car show?
I agree. I think it would be a great idea.
Yeah, but does anybody know why? No one. I mean, it's so obvious. It's a no-brainer. You know, you got hot August nights up in Reno, where, you know, I make my calendar around that every year. It's always the first weekend, a week in August. But I didn't go last week because I was drawn to you know, that desert, you know, the what was it, Contact in the Desert, where we did the reroute last week?
Oh, sure, yes. Yes,
that?
Of course, last Saturday special.
I was drawn to the desert by aliens. And there were so many humans there, too. And I always thought that humans that attended an alien convention were alien-like themselves, or at least looked and behaved like they were from another planet.
Kind of like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that wasn't the case. They looked and acted fairly normal. Look who's here on the phone here. It's our good friend, Char Murphy. Hi, Char Murphy. How are you?
Hi, MZ. I'm fine.
Good. You were at the you were drawn to the desert too, weren't you?
Of course. Yes, I couldn't miss it.
Yeah, and so we'll relate some of those stories. You and I were on the air together until some of the alien speakers showed up last week and sort of took your place. But which was very nice of you to yield. But you're more interesting than a lot of those people, I think.
Well, the thing of it is, you know, to get all these high-end alien speakers together, you know, it doesn't happen that often. This is the first time they did it, and I thought, well, you know, you can hear me any day, but you can't hear them any time, so that's a rare opportunity to get to hear them.
Well, we heard some of them anyhow, and the KSCO audience heard some of them, and I'm happy you're on the line here, because I had asked you to call in and talk about something that it should be of concern to all of us. But before we get much further, I'm going to say hi to Ma. Hi, Ma.
Hi, Michael.
You're here to sign books again,
mm-hmm.
and to give away hats. Give away hats.
Oh.
And give away books. And give away bumper stickers.
Give away?
Give away. That's exactly right. Now, okay, now here's the deal. There is a small catch, but it's not much of a catch because, and Char can vouch for this. I just tasted the Healthy Start Pack 2.0 from Youngevity. I just tasted it like this last week. Char, you've tasted it, haven't you?
I have.
What do you think? Be honest.
It's great. It's good. And not only that, but I think it's gluten-free, which is important to people like me.
If you have gluten, you'll pass away?
Well, I get the runs.
Uh-huh. No one likes the runs.
No.
I have yet to meet a person who enjoys the runs.
So it could be dangerous if you can't. You know, if you're out in the desert and you can't find an outhouse, you're in trouble.
Right. Well, so anyhow, this Healthy Start Pack, which is the foundation of good health, Dave Michaels sells these all week long here at KSCO. And by the way, every time you buy a Healthy Start Pack and take it and consume it, what you're doing is you're making yourself healthier, and you're giving yourself your body, all of the nutrients that it needs to stay healthy and live longer and all that kind of stuff, right? And it really works. How do we know it works?
Well, Well, because I'm 70 years old and I'm healthier than a 45-year-old. I was running up the escalators just before I turned 69, and the guy behind me says, I can't keep up with you. And I said, I'm going to be 69 next month. And he said, I'm 35 and I can't keep up with you. There you go, right there.
Yeah, and you've been on this stuff for, I mean, were you always a vitamin and mineral nut, or did that just sort of happen?
No. I was taking stuff from the drugstore about 10 years before I met Dr. Wallach, and everybody laughed at me. And even then I said, well, we'll see who laughs last, right?
Yeah.
And so I met Doc in 1991. So I just switched from the drugstore cheapy stuff that I bought at the drugstore, because I didn't realize that all vitamins and minerals are not created equal. Once I understood, and that's where the education comes in, but once I understood that, you know, longevity has the best, top quality, highest dose of anything you can buy, I switched over, and I've never been sick. I just don't get sick.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, hope we keep it that way here. You got to have a little luck on your side too, because the best vitamins in the world won't, you know, keep you from getting hit by a truck if that's what's meant to be. But
that's true. And I'm still clumsy. I am clumsy. So
yeah. So, but anyhow, here the Healthy Start Pack sells for $115. A normal Healthy Start Pack, the brand new 2.0, that has this much better tasting, in my opinion, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is just out of this world. And I've heard Dave raving about it. I tried it. It's absolutely true. So here is the deal, ladies and gentlemen. If you come on down to 2300 Portola Drive now, between now and 12 noon today, you can sample. You can sample. We're giving away samples of the sample tastes of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And most people won't buy it unless they like the taste of it. And I think everybody's going to love the taste of this. And you can even sample some of the old stuff. The original stuff that still continues and is not being replaced or anything. This is just a different flavor that has more nutrients in it yet. But for every Healthy Start Pack that you purchase, you will get a free Kay's book autographed and inscribed. You will get a free, and that's a $15 value, because that's what we're selling them for. And you will get a free KSCO hat in either small or medium, that's one size, or large and extra large, that's another size. And they're flex fit hats that are real high quality. Now, up in the city yesterday, I was, you know, walking around, the Embarcadero area and seeing all these places that sell hats, whether they're restaurants that have their logo on them or Giants World Series hats or whatever. And every hat that I saw was like $25. And they're not very good quality. Our hats are only $10.80. Or if you buy a hat and a Kay's book together, which is a $25.80 value, you can get it for a $20 bill. And if you buy a Healthy Start Pack, you get all the other stuff for free. So come on down, and Ma, you've been taking the Healthy Start Pack, haven't you?
Yes.
And that's why you're 92 going on 42?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Well, good. Now, I just realized something, ladies and gentlemen. I just realized that we have neglected to open the program officially. So it's like we're not doing the Saturday special until we hit this button.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
All right, it's another free-form Saturday special, folks. 479-1080 is the phone number if you want to get on the air. Do not swear. Do not use profanity. Do not slander and libel other people. But if you contribute to the program, you ask a question that would spark interest in other callers calling in, we want to hear from you, okay? And so take advantage of the news talk.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
You know, as I was taking my nice warm shower at KSCO North 2 this morning, I realized that I'm using shampoo not only for my hair on the top of my head, but to soap up and lather and clean the rest of my body parts. Is that illegal? Is that something I shouldn't be doing?
It's not yet, but
I don't know if it's something you shouldn't be doing, but I don't know if I want to hear about what... No, don't know. I don't know if that's illegal.
I thought that... I don't want to do anything that's illegal. On the other hand, it's very convenient because I got this big bottle of smelly shampoo. I mean, not smelly, but fragrant. That's a good word.
What kind is it?
Strawberry flavored. That's not to consume. I mean, it's not to drink. But, you know, you rub it on your hair and your hair smells like strawberry fields or something. So I figured, why not rub it on the rest of me? And then I don't have to buy... What's so funny, Aaron? So I don't have to buy separate soap or body washes and everything. Plus, this was really, really inexpensive. Do you get what you pay for even when it comes to personal hygiene products, Ma?
I don't know.
Huh?
I would think so.
You get what you pay for. I think that if you... I think that if you find a product that you like, mm-hmm. that's a shampoo, why the heck should you not use it on the rest of your body?
I always do.
You do that too?
Of course.
Maybe that's why we're related. Maybe it rubbed off, and I just never knew that. Anyhow.
Maybe.
Yeah. So anyhow, Ma, there's a lot of things that we could talk about today in this Zero Prep Saturday special. I was talking to our KSCO webmaster, Jonathan Collier, affectionately known by all of us as Jaunty. He creates everything digital that you see at KSCO.com and KSCO team and InfoWars team. And now we've got, what are we going to be calling it? What are we going to be calling it with a thing on that starts with Coast to Coast, hopefully this Monday. Anyhow, Jaunty creates all of these things, and he is a digital webmaster extraordinaire, and he and I were talking yesterday, and he frightened the daylights out of me.
Why, Michael?
Well, because he told me something that I should have known but didn't know. And
yes.
Do you know what that was?
No.
That your phone is a monitoring device. The government or powerful people who might not be very savory have the ability to eavesdrop on you when your phone is even turned off. Okay, and I see Jaunty is on the phone here, so let's bring Jaunty up and say, hey, welcome to the Saturday special, Jaunty. And,
hey,
and
MZ.
Char is there also. Char, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I thought that I called you when I was driving between San Francisco and KSCO this morning, and I asked you if you were aware of that, and you said, of course. It's sort of, I feel like a babe in the woods, something that I should have known for a long time, but it really bothers me. Jaunty. Tell our listeners what you told me that upset me so much.
Well, you know, it's really, I guess a couple of years ago, there was a whistleblower named, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, William Binney. He was a top NSA person for 30-plus years. He was working on all of these technologies to spy on the Russians. And when the Bush administration came along, they decided they're going to turn those same programs on the American people. They're going to spy on us. And
that's the first time that had happened with the Bush administration, or because it just the timing maybe. It wouldn't have mattered who was in office, or would it have? What do you think?
It probably, in my perspective, would not have mattered. But that's I mean, that's kind of beside the point in a way. It's happening now. It's continuing to happen under a new administration and moving full speed ahead. But, you know, the thing that you weren't aware of until we discussed it yesterday was that every telephone, every mobile phone, every webcam, every microphone on a connected PC is an open channel that is potentially streaming all the data onto the NSA servers. Their new method of going about the legal process of being able to get a warrant in a secret court is that they collect all the data, but then they get the warrant if they want to look at the data. That's the new modus operandi.
Well, is that kosher and legal?
They make the rules.
What'd you say, Jonty? You're dropping in and out here.
I was going to say they make the rules. I think I'm agreeing with Shard there.
Yeah. Hey, did you guys see a couple years ago on CBS, the CBS show, Sunday, 60 Minutes? They actually had a documentary about this technology, and they actually recorded Princess Diana's voice when they were spying on everybody's calls. They picked up her personal calls. So nobody's immune from it.
Well, but you were telling me even when the phone is off, Jonty. And then you also said even when the battery is out. I can't believe that. And you said you were having fun with me, weren't you? Because you could see
I was drinking it up. I'm dead serious.
You said to me that even when the phone is turned off and the battery is taken out, it better be several rooms away, the battery and the phone have to be separated.
In the refrigerator. And I can explain that too. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are rolling their eyes and saying, what a bunch of malarkey. But listen to this. I have a good friend who actually explained this to me, a guy who's a very high-level electrical engineer. He worked on electromagnetic and laser fusion and stuff like that. He built a little device in his house, which was just take your ordinary steel bowl, but then he kind of wired the thing up so that it was essentially an antenna, and he would charge batteries just by throwing the batteries inside of it. The antenna broadcasts at the right frequency to charge the batteries. That's essentially the same principle behind the idea that you can't just remove the battery; you got to get the battery a certain distance away.
Or else, a voltage will be induced in the device.
Right.
I don't like that. On the other hand, wait a second, Char.
Okay.
Does that bother you like it?
Well, I've known it, and they do the TV works both ways too. I'm sure Jonty knows that too.
Now, come again.
The TV works both ways. A friend of mine's son was in naval communications stationed in Hawaii. Before the digital came out, he told me that. The TVs work both ways.
Huh. I wasn't aware of that, but I can kind of make sense of that from an electronic sort of perspective.
Now, you're talking about the flat screen TVs, yes?
Any TV, yes. But well, the new ones, the digital ones, make it easier for them to do it. That's why the government wanted to go digital, because it made it easier for them to spy on us. Also, one of my distributors sells Bibles. He's got a website, and he sells Bibles on the Internet. And he told me the name of the company that makes it. But you know how they can remotely unlock your car door when you lock your keys in your car?
Yeah, with that OnStar company.
And they can shut it off if it's stolen. Well, they can also steer it and accelerate it. And he told me the name of the company that made the technology that makes the stuff that does it. I forgot the
name of the
company.
Yeah, there's a wonderful video on YouTube somewhere called Hacking Your Car or Hacking a Prius or something like that, where these two government contractor guys demonstrate to this other guy what they can do to his Prius. They can jam on the brakes, they can make it accelerate, they can make his wheel jerk, all kinds of things. And, of course, we have this very mysterious recent death, auto accident, of a prominent journalist. What was his name? Michael, did any of you remember him?
No, Hastings, who was it?
Michael Hastings was his name. He apparently was about to break some really big story, damaging in some way to some part of the government. And
sort of like Andrew Breitbart, but that wasn't a an accident, or that was an accidentally on purpose poisoning. Many people feel, you know, for Breitbart.
Well, I don't know a lot about that, but I know that this guy drove his BMW straight into a tree, didn't try to jam on the brakes, going about 90 miles an hour. So there was a bit of a question as to what an odd way to, you know, go about driving a car. That just doesn't quite make sense. I mean, usually when you see the tree, you put on your brakes, right? And it didn't. There was a lot of things that didn't add up, and there were some folks suggesting the possibility that his car might have actually not been under his control.
May I ask you both personal questions?
Sure.
Do you think that we, and you too, Aaron, you too, do you think that we are performing a disservice to the public now by scaring the bleep out of them?
No, I think the truth is
not at all.
The truth needs to get out. People need to be aware of what's going on.
And if they are aware of it, can they stop it? I mean, it's already happening, right?
Absolutely.
What's the point?
Cover your TV up when you leave it. You can cover it up with a blanket or something. I always, when I think about it, I just give the TV the finger so they know that I know they're watching me. I have a 1978 Thunderbird Diamond Jubilee, and I was going to get rid of it, but I'm thinking, no, I'm keeping that car because they can't shut it off or accelerate it or steer it or do anything with it because it doesn't have any computers in it.
You know, I think there's two conversations, and one of them is what is being done, what can be done from a technical perspective, from a legal perspective, et cetera. And the other conversation is what are the implications? What does it mean for us? What does it mean for us as a culture that all of us are carrying around a cell phone or smartphone or whatever, and that thing's listening to us all the time?
Now,
and it is recording
just all cell phones are like that too, or do they have to be smartphones?
No, I think it
has to have a microphone.
Yeah.
Well, all cell phones have a microphone.
Of course, they all do. Don't you compare it to a lion or a bear in the zoo, and people come to watch it? We're all in the zoo, and the government is watching us.
Well, one of the first effects that happens of that, and I'm kind of curious, you know, this whole Snowden thing, it could all be fantastic, whistleblower, very exciting, but I also sometimes feel a little bit like, maybe this is part of the program. We're supposed to all realize now that we're always being observed and watched. We're heading into a kind of a new type of world where you just take surveillance for granted. There's going to be drones with flying at high altitudes with amazing optics just watching us all the time. This is technology that's been implemented in Afghanistan. They've got a 300-something square mile detailed view of what's going on the ground. We're going to have miniaturized surveillance devices flying all over the place. I mean, people have got their little RV drones, and they're putting their cameras on them, and they're flying them around to shoot neat little bits of video. But these things are also going to be implemented by law enforcement, and this is a process that has already begun. And likewise, as we're talking about, any connected device is potentially streaming all of the information that goes through it right onto the NSA's gigantic hard drives, this huge data installation facility that they're building out in Utah. They're just going to record it all. They're going to record any and all information that they can get, and they're going to store it. So one day in the future, who knows, 30 years from now, there might be a very different government. I mean, I know a lot of people have a problem with their government now, but it could get a lot worse. We could have a kind of McCarthy-esque kind of scenario where people are being dragged before some court somewhere and having to answer for things that they said today, you know, 30 years from now. In fact, this conversation is undoubtedly being recorded. I'm speaking on Skype right now. So this is going right on the NSA servers. I may one day have to answer for this.
Well, now wait a second here. Of course it's being recorded, because how else would we be able to post the podcasts?
Well,
but you're saying you're talking on a Skype phone line, which probably means that everything is that you say to KSEO or to somebody else that you're talking on your Skype phone line to is being recorded. That's what you're saying, yes?
Yeah, well, William Binney, who, I mean, if you're willing to believe a former NSA guy that worked there for 30 years, he described something called a notice device, which is attached to the major internet hubs. I'm not going to try to go into the technical details because I don't really know. But the gist of it is it takes all the data that's going through those hubs and just sends it to the NSA. Likewise, there are devices that can be attached to all of the data cables running across the ocean that would do the same thing.
If you have something to contribute to this conversation between Char Murphy, Jaunty, and MZ on the Saturday special, you can participate by calling 479-1080 in area 831 or by emailing MZ at KSCO.com. Here's Ben in Santa Cruz. Ben, welcome to KSCO with Char and Jaunty and MZ. You're on.
Hey, all they say about the cryptic manipulation and copying and all that other stuff, it's true. I worked in telecom, and I was an operator and teletype and all that crap when I was in the military. That's what I learned. It's real.
How long ago was that, Ben?
Oh, it's been a good 20 years.
So, my God, it must be way, 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 way truer now because of technology.
We had devices then that you wouldn't believe. Anyway, regardless, that whole thing with that reporter being killed, people got to realize that when those operatives are after you, or let's just say they target you, they're all off the books. They're all covert, and they're not registered as a human. They're not even registered as a police officer. So you're well within your rights to defend yourself with extreme prejudice, if you know what I mean. If you felt threatened and you saw some guy rigging a bomb on your truck or you know, coming in your house in a black, you know, wetsuit-looking setup with a MP5, you're well within your rights to take that guy out. And they won't even record it. It will never even be filed in a police report. So they don't even exist on paper.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, are you sure you're giving us correct information?
The individuals that do the killing for these secret agencies, they're not legitimate citizens of the United States. They work in a black cloud of impunity with diplomatic immunity, whatever you want to call it. They don't live on the same, you know, they don't work by the same rule book that we work by.
Have you heard that before, Char or Jaunty?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of shows, movies that have alluded to stuff like that, which are probably based on a lot of truth. Whoever writes that stuff probably has some knowledge about it.
Well, look at it like this. What happens when we actually have legitimate operatives for our government getting caught overseas, and they actually are caught? They're disowned. They have no recollection of who they were. They fall into that gray zone, and then they end up at some rendition plant. We tried to attempted, as our government did, with the rendition of supposed terrorist suspects. We treated them just the same way. If we caught them committing a terrorist act anywhere, we just threw them into that black zone, and they disappeared. And that in essence, is what those operatives are like. If they come after you and you're in deep doo-doo and there's no way out, you're going to have to do what you have to do to defend yourself and defend your life, because they're not going to stop. And if you do win, if you do happen to prevail, that it's never going to get recorded. No one's going to know about it.
All right.
And whoever cleans it up.
All right. Now, Nick Halflinger, I think I'm pronouncing the name right, has sent an email to mz@ksco.com. It says, "Get a grip, get a grip," it says in the subject line. So I'm a broadcast engineer, and I can tell you that TVs don't work both ways unless you have it hooked up to the Internet. Order to monitor a cell phone without a battery needs a large generator of electrical magnetic energy and someone specifically monitoring your premises. You need to get someone that really understands how this works instead of the conspiracy theories being put out. Some people watch too much TV, in parentheses. if you really understood what they could do, you would be really nervous. Well, Nick, why don't you call in and explain to us what they can really do? The phone number is 479-1080, and that's an area code 831. Don't know where you are listening from, but would love to have you on this program with Shar and Jonte and even Ben in Santa Cruz. However, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, one last thing. There was a time there when I worked in RF and microwave. It's a long story, but anyway, the only way that they can monitor you through a device is they have to have a cell phone type device in that device, and they come in all shapes and sizes, and it would have to have a camera set up, and it's a long process. The only devices that I know of on the market today that have that are these smart meters. They actually have their own cell phone pod mounted in the device on its own panel, on its own little circuit board mount. And now that device, if it had a camera on it, it most definitely could spy on you. But I've never seen a television set with a individual circuit board that looks like a cell phone. I mean, just strip a cell phone down and look at the circuit board, and that's what it should look like. It's
well,
not
just about every TV that you buy now is a smart TV. I mean, the last three or four TVs I purchased have been smart TVs. And by smart TV, it means you don't even need cable or satellite. You know, but I think everybody needs a broadband, a high speed internet connection. And once you connect your broadband to your TV, like I watch Amazon Prime, I watch YouTube. I'd much rather watch any of that than any of the crap that's on any of the networks. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to disconnect my Dish Network and I won't disconnect my cable entirely because Comcast is the way I get my internet. Until I find a better way to get my internet, I'm going to keep Comcast because they're miles, eons above AT&T and UVerse and all the and DSL and all these other ways that I'm familiar with getting high speed internet. So,
hey Mike, I think the only way they can monitor you through your TV is if you are hooked up to a network via the cable line.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. And Shar and Jonte, you weren't suggesting otherwise.
I heard from a Navy SEAL right in the Longevity building. He's from the East Coast. That they can monitor. You know, they can watch you through the TV. And I also heard it from a friend of mine's son was in Naval Communications in Hawaii, and he said they can spy on you through the TV.
What specifically did you hear? Oh, okay. You can through the TV without it being connected to the internet.
He didn't say anything about any kind of connection.
Okay, now we have Mr. Logic on the line, and we have Richard B. Luther II coming into the studio. Richard, okay, you have something to say.
Everybody's
here. Well, Mike, I got one last thing. I got to get going, but now there was some devices I worked on years ago that were antenna array systems that were as thin as paper that you could plaster into a wall that had a centralized circuit board, and now that circuit board could be powered up with a carrier wave outside of the building just by pushing that wave through that building. And then once you set that signal up, that activated that circuit, and then you can monitor, transmit, or receive through that antenna package. Now, that could be a possibility that there's a built-in wireless device on the circuit board of the TV that can be actuated with an outside carrier frequency that then they can access that TV remotely. That's a possibility.
Goes Ben in Santa Cruz. Now, here's Richard B. Luther II, our engineer extraordinaire.
Well, yeah, I wanted to throw a couple of things in here. You remember Mr. X from years ago?
I do.
Well, an interesting story. It's not really the TV that, when they say the TV works both ways, that's totally wrong. It's not the TV. And you don't have to be hooked up to the internet. What it is, it's the cable box. Now, if you're watching TV on the air, of course, it's only one way. But if you're hooked up to a cable TV system, the cable is both ways. And what Mr. X did, now this was years ago when cable was first becoming popular, he started a rumor that the cable boxes that you buy or that come, you know, with the cable service, the new ones were being built with built-in microphone and built-in camera so that they could spy on you over the cable network. Uh-huh. And the purpose of this was to sell a metal box to everyone that they could put their cable box in that would prevent this. Of course, it was all a joke. And this was in the first days of the Internet, and it actually started to spread. And I think it's continuing to spread, these rumors, that the cable box is spying on you. And it's not the TV, it's the cable box. But all the comments I've been listening to, you know, are mostly right. If you're hooked up to a network like the Internet or the cable TV network that is two ways, then yes, indeed, there's all sorts of things that can be done technically. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, and we should probably listen to the comments from callers.
Okay, well, thank you, Richard B. Luther II. Here comes Mr. Logic all the way in paradise. Hey, the thinking machine is doing very well, I understand, ML.
Well, we're keeping it going every week.
Yeah. You're approaching member number 1080, or have you surpassed it?
No, we're still approaching it, and we have a contest to see who gets that number. And you have to answer some questions to be eligible to win the contest.
You know, in the olden days, the certificates for Thinkers Club members, excuse me, you know what I'm doing? I'm eating Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, just the powder by itself, because it's so good. Why waste the time of even diluting it?
That reminds me of when we used to put top ramen sauce without even adding water to it and eating it.
Oh, wait a second.
From a container. I'll give that a try.
Yeah, really. You should, Jaunty. Now, I don't understand. Unless I missed it, I'm seeing through the window here, I'm seeing my mom in the front room. And we have this incredible offer going on. If you buy a Healthy Start Pack, you get a free Kay's book, suitably autographed, you know, custom autographed by Kay to you. She'll say whatever you want her to say, including a profanity. If you want her to write that profanity, she'll even do that. Okay, and you also get a free KSCO hat in your proper size. And you also get a bumper sticker, and all you got to do is buy a Healthy Start Pack 2.0 or the regular one, you know. And no one's come down here so far. I don't understand it. I don't understand. What's wrong with you people?
They're so tired. They're so lack of nourishment. They don't have the energy to get out of bed. Probably.
That's probably what's going on here, Char. Thank you. Why didn't I think of that?
MZ, do you trust my bad judgment? Can I put a video on the homepage of KSCO.com about this whole NSA thing? It's kind of an interview with that William Binney character who really kind of lays it out.
Of course, but I got to tell you, Jaunty, I'm going to be brutally honest now to all of our listeners. I'm disgusted with all of you. I really am. Because I don't think that many of you visit KSCO.com. I think most of you are just too lazy to log on to your computer. I think most of you probably do have computers, but maybe I'm wrong about that. If you don't have a computer, there's nothing you can do about it, or nothing I could do about it. But if you do have a computer and you do have a good, strong connection that's not dial-up or something that takes forever, and you're not going to KSCO.com at least a dozen times a day, you're really missing out. You're really missing out. And you're going to miss out on things like Jaunty's poor judgment video. See? So if I were you, I would get serious about coming down to KSCO between now and 12 noon and taking advantage of this incredible deal. We're not going to make you buy a Healthy Start Pack in order to discover that you hate the taste of it and it makes you gag, because I don't think that's true. And to prove it, I've broken open a box, and we're willing to give samples to anybody, taste samples, taste test samples. And if you love this stuff like most everybody I know does, and you make it part of your life, it's going to pay for itself many, 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 many times over, because you're going to be healthier, and you're going to be able to skip Obamacare or not be so affected by it. Anyhow.
Skip it.
Now, Mr. Logic, I didn't mean to interrupt you here, so go ahead. You called for a reason.
Well, pretty much a lot of what I was going to talk about is already covered, that TVs don't go both ways. In principle, a TV might be able to pick up sound because a speaker can act both ways. It can act as a microphone and as a speaker, but you're not going to be able to send a picture unless there's a camera. And cameras.
And aren't cameras it coming as standard components of all the new TVs now?
I don't have a TV, so I don't know whether they're putting one in or not. If they did, that's a different story.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
And so,
oh.
Now, what I can't tell you is whether the ones that are not disclosed as having cameras do have cameras.
No, if they have a camera, you'd be able to see it, because a camera is an optical device. You'd have to have some kind of
you
a
know,
hole.
There's
a hole in the front,
You know, there's cameras all over the world these days. There's cameras at intersections, and there's a camera on every smartphone. You know, we could discuss the TV thing. I've never heard of that before, but there's things that we do know for sure. It's plastered all over the mainstream media right now because of Edward Snowden and the documents that he's leaked. And by the way, only some of those have been released so far. The journalist is working with or sitting on a bunch more revelations that they're going to sort of slowly piecemeal out.
Do you think Snowden is a criminal or a hero? Each one of you answer that question.
I think he's got a lot of guts because I think that he's a whistleblower to me. I mean, he's telling things that the government's doing to us unbeknownst to us, and I think he has every right to do that.
Okay, so he's a hero? Should I put that down as a hero?
Yeah, he's a news reporter. He's a news reporter.
Okay, but I want to know if he's a criminal or a hero, so choose between those two words.
I would say hero.
Okay, that's what Char says. What does Jaunty say?
Well, honestly, MZ, I think that this conversation is somewhat kind of manufactured. This is supposed to be the question. But I don't really think this is a question. I think it's completely plain to anybody that this guy is doing this to make the world a better place and help us all know what our government's doing. You know, our government's not supposed to be doing this. Absolutely
so
not.
So I'll put that down as a hero, too, from you, right?
He's absolutely a hero.
Okay, Mr. Logic, is Snowden a hero or a criminal?
Well, if you've listened to my show in the past, you realize there is no yes or no's to these kinds of questions.
Oh,
and I have degrees of yesness and no-ness.
Okay.
I would lean towards saying he's a hero, but I can also understand the other side of the issue, too. So, I mean, I can't just say he's good, but I do empathize with him. And when I first heard about what he was doing, my first immediate reaction was, well, we finally got somebody with guts who's willing to tell the truth.
Okay.
Yeah, because at great risk to his own personal welfare.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to throw in one thing, too, one of the things I was going to mention when you were talking about telephones being monitored. Back in the 1970s, I had a security clearance. I was working on government projects. And whenever we had a secret meeting discussing things that were, you know, secret, they would always, in the conference room where we had the meeting, they would physically unplug the telephones from the wall. They didn't just leave them on the hook. So unplugging them apparently did solve part of the problem of security, because apparently it was possible to monitor the telephones even though they were on the hook.
Hmm.
That makes sense. And to respond to, I think it was Nick who emailed you earlier. There's a very good article online, and you'll have to forgive me. I don't know the exact name of it, but it describes the whole meeting with between Snowden and the journalists that are working with him to release all the documents he is leaking. And it goes into a long description of how they meet, et cetera, et cetera. And when they meet, they point out they actually make a big point of taking the batteries out of the phones and sticking them in the refrigerator. So if that's what Edward Snowden, who's a government contractor who works with all this technology, thinks is necessary, then, you know, I would think that there's probably some legitimacy to it.
I don't see that taking batteries out as being I mean, taking them out might help, but the idea, somebody, I thought I heard about half an hour ago, somebody said that even with the battery out, the telephone can still be monitored, and that didn't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me either, even now.
But what does it mean that we're being listened to? You know, I mean, we can talk about, can it work with a battery? Can it see? What does it mean to be surveyed? I think that it has profound implications. Are people going to start not saying what they think? Are they going to start policing themselves? I mean, is this the beginning of a panopticon-like society where you're afraid to say what you really think? Is it the end of freedom, of speech?
We're living in 1984, as according to George Orwell. He missed it by about 30 years, but he's got the right idea. Big Brother is watching us, and it started a long time ago. It's not just something that happened. Probably did start around 1984, probably. But, I mean, it even stems to things like seatbelt laws, where the government has the right to tell you and watch you to make sure you're wearing a seatbelt, even though it's none of their business.
It is none of their business.
You're not hurting anybody.
And I got a ticket for the other – I've talked about this before on the radio. A couple years ago, I got a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt, and I was a passenger in the car. The driver and the guy in the back seat were each wearing seatbelts, but I wasn't, so I got tagged. I mean, and it was a moving violation.
Yeah, well, that's just opening the door. That whole seatbelt, motorcycle, helmet law is the precedent that's been set for the government to tell you everything now. Now they'll be able to tell you what food you can eat for your own good. It'll be a law.
Mr. Logic, as long as I've known you, you've been a decidedly unemotional person. But doesn't something like that make you tend to be emotional?
Yeah, because it worries me. I mean, it's our country going downhill in a handbag. We're going to, like I said, be part of a 1984 New World Order in which the government is going to be watching us and telling us what we can and cannot do. It's going to tell us what friends we can have for our own good.
So, okay.
See, that's the thing. It's going to be for our own good, ostensibly.
So Alex Jones is someone that you... what do you think of? I got to know what you think. I've never asked you that.
Oh, I've never listened to him.
Oh, okay.
But
Shar, tell Mr. Logic who Alex Jones is.
He's a talk show host, and he's against the oligarchy, basically. But the way I understand these laws is, under the Constitution, in order for a crime to have taken place, there has to be an injured party. So if you don't wear your seatbelt, who is the injured party?
Exactly.
If you don't wear a helmet, where is the injured party? So no crime took place under the Constitution. There can be no repercussion, right?
But we still have a law. Now, is that law unconstitutional?
Yes,
then?
It is. Yes, it is.
Well,
because
then why
no
doesn't somebody do something about it?
Well
actually,
why don't you? You're a very powerful you're a very powerful media personality. You know, and besides, you're our resident superior intellect here at KSCO. I'm talking about Mr. Logic. He hates it when I say that, but it's true.
Well,
you know,
well,
part of the role of government is to – the government can be good. Just because government does some things we don't like doesn't mean it's always a bad thing. Nobody minds when their house is on fire and the fire engine shows up and puts the fire out. Nobody gets up and says, no, thank you, you know, please let my house burn down because I don't want to be a part of government. Government's bad. And we all can kind of – we can all relate in certain needs and fulfill those needs through government. For instance,
but it could be
roads.
With our consent.
Everyone drives on roads.
If my house is burning down, it's with my consent that the fire department comes. If I'm not wearing a seatbelt, it's not with my consent that a cop stops me.
Mr. Logic is right.
Yeah.
Well, there's tacit consent. You want to drive on roads, so you're going to follow the rules of the roads. I mean, are you also saying that you should be able to run through all red lights?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that if the reason for a law like red lights is to protect other drivers, but my seatbelt isn't protecting any other driver. I mean, if you're going to start having laws simply because the government says you have to do it, well, then what if they passed a law that said when you're driving your car, you're not allowed to inhale? Now, if you start breathing, you're going to be breaking the law, technically, right? But it's a stupid law, just like the seatbelt is a stupid law.
Correct.
It is a stupid law.
It's a good idea to wear a seatbelt, I'll grant you that, but making something a law just because it's a good idea is not valid.
Yeah, and I don't think attempted suicide should be illegal, for the same reason.
Right.
You know, there are some idiotic people in this world that think attempted suicide should be a capital crime punishable by the death penalty.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Right.
I think those people are idiots. Anyhow, you're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special, MZ at KSCO.com. Want to thank Alan Rofer for pointing out that there is a classic car show indeed in Santa Cruz. It's four words, Woody's on the Wharf. And this is not sexual. This is a, you know, this is a real thing that happens. I think it just, Aaron's cracking up. This is a real car show that happened on the wharf, I think about a month ago or two, right? I mean, it happened sometime during the year. So that's Woody's on.
Hey, you know what? You walked into that one. I didn't even help you go there. You started laughing all on your own, man. As my grandmother would say, that's the boy of it.
Who came up with that name, Woody's on the Wharf? Some impish person with a great sense of humor came up with a name for that. And there is such a car show here in Santa Cruz called Woody's on the Wharf. You know? And I can only imagine, well, never mind. So, Mr. Logic, how can we thank you for calling in? By the way, I started to say, in the good old days, you used to sign the certificates, and I got to sign the certificates. But no one's asked me to sign a certificate in a long, long time. What's going on here?
Well, we don't have any certificates anymore, because I'm not physically there to do anything.
Well, now, wait a minute. If someone, are you telling me that if someone has a certificate signed by you and signed by me, it would be at least 10 or 12 years old.
Oh yeah.
And they are classic collector's items and could be marketable on eBay for upwards of you know, $75,000 or more.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Well, that's a good reason to not make any more of them. Yeah. So just sort of keep it that way. I have my own that I got to sign my own certificate, but I never got to be a member of the Thinkers Club by answering a puzzle question. I'm not that bright. But
well,
I did get to
can,
I got
to become a member. You can either answer a question or you can submit a question.
Oh, that gets used.
Yeah.
If you just submit a question that doesn't get used, it doesn't count, right?
No, if it doesn't get used, then, you know, it's got to be a question that gets used on the show.
Okay, now this program happens tomorrow between 11 and 1 and every Sunday, rather, right?
That's right. Oh, by the way, is John T. still there on the phone?
He is.
Still here, yeah.
I noticed on the KSCO website they've got me listed as going from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. That probably should get changed.
Yeah, that would be 26 hours, huh?
Yeah.
You don't do a 26-hour long show. So anyhow, yeah, Jaunty will pull the right strings for that, right?
Sure, we'll get that fixed. I was actually kind of hoping you would start doing a 26-hour show.
Because people who listen to Mr. Logic's show get smarter and smarter, just by definition. Thank you, Mr. Logic, for participating in the Saturday special.
My pleasure.
Always great to hear from you. Now let's see, who's next? None other than Zoltan in Santa Cruz. Hi, Zoltan.
Yeah, hi, MZ. Hi, everybody. Thank you for all the information, what you're presenting to all of us. I have a few things to add here, you know. Okay, the cell phone or the spare energy. Okay, you actually have a spare energy when you when you press, as a matter of fact, I'm just in the process of sending you an email on that one. You have to.
Oh, thank you.
You have to enter a star key and a 3370 number, something like that. Then it gives you an additional 50% more energy. Okay. So when it comes to monitoring by the government, yes, you know, they can pinpoint your location within a few feet. And also, they can turn on your microphone. They can turn on your
Hey, Zoltan, we got to hold you over till after. And same for Paul in Santa Cruz and David in San Francisco.
Oh, because I have
after the news. KSCO
to say,
Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. Here's CBS News. Back in
CBS
6 minutes.
News. I'm Pam Coulter. Hundreds of homes in the mountain resort of Sun Valley, Idaho, are threatened by a wildfire that's burned 100 square miles. The area's famed ski resort is helping to fight the fire. Spokesman Jack Sibach.
We have our snowmaking guns that are turned on parts of the mountain. because these fires in the West, when they grow big and they move fast, sometimes they jump ridges. They start a mile ahead of each other because of embers.
Fire Information Officer Rudy Evanson says hundreds of firefighters are also battling the blaze and windy conditions.
The fire, it's at 92,754 acres, and the containment is between 5 and 6%.
Residents of 1,600 homes have been told to evacuate. The struggle for the future of Egypt played out at a Cairo mosque today. This woman was among the supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi, who had barricaded themselves in the mosque.
She is an army coordinated with the thugs to take a group of innocent people out of a mosque.
Security forces stormed the mosque and rounded up hundreds of people. The government is talking about disbanding Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood Party. Former Mideast negotiator Aaron David Miller.
The military is determined to eliminate the Brotherhood, not as a force within Egyptian politics and society, but clearly as an above-ground political reality capable of mobilizing thousands of people in the streets and opposing the military's objectives.
A spokeswoman for Britain's royal family says neither Prince William nor Prince Harry will comment on news that Scotland Yard is taking a second look at the death of their mother, Princess Diana, and her companion, Dodi Al-Fayed. Officials say they're following up on new information, but emphasize it's not a reinvestigation. The first family's vacation in Martha's Vineyard is drawing to a close. CBS's Peter Mayer is there.
The Obamas are expected to get in as much outdoor time as they can on this last full day of their summer vacation on this island. This week, in between crisis briefings on Egypt and other issues, the president has golfed and gone biking and swimming with his family. The return to the White House, though, will see the start of new efforts to implement Obamacare, along with preparations for weeks of fighting with Republicans on budget and debt ceiling deadlines. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Martha's Vineyard.
The mayor of Venice, Italy, says it's time to address congested waterways after a German tourist died when a gondola crashed into a passenger boat today. It's a burger lover's dream in Akron, Ohio. This weekend, the city's hosting the National Hamburger Festival. Founder Drew Serza says there's a lot going on.
We've got some great contests, lots of fun, a hamburger eating contest, a baby burger dress-up contest. We're going to have a festival queen pageant.
Akron is home to two brothers who claim to have invented the hamburger. This is CBS News.
Every heart stopper, every moment of genius, every challenge, every wild celebration, every crushing disappointment, every added time robbery, every howler, every bruising tackle, every goal, every match, every team, every week. Live this season, the Barclays Premier League is on NBC and the NBC Sports Network. Today, check NBCSports.com for the full schedule.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advance Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advance Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Advice in Britain giving new meaning to the term spooning.
Females in Britain who fear they're being taken abroad for a forced marriage are being told to put a spoon in their underwear. A UK charity says the spoon will set off airport metal detectors, giving them a last chance to seek help from the authorities. And the advice has already prevented some women from being spirited to countries including Pakistan and India. Estimates suggest up to 5,000 females a year are sent abroad for a forced marriage, a third under the age of 16. The government warns the highest risk is during the school summer holiday. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
It's the weekend tokers wait all year for. Thousands are pouring into a waterfront park in Seattle for Hemp Fest, a three-day celebration of marijuana. For more than two decades, it's been part party, part protest, but this year it's also part victory celebration because Washington State and Colorado legalized pot last fall. The event expected to draw up to 85,000 people. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Currently 5 minutes after 11 a.m. It is KSCO AM 1080. Today is August 17th, 2013. Aaron Shore here with a quick look at your King of the Hill traffic and Central Coast weather. Be aware that all people in the Bay Area are more than likely attending the car show in Pacific Grove area, which is set to take place tomorrow. People are arriving early for the Concours d'Elegance car show that will take place Sunday tomorrow. Expect traffic delays both today throughout the weekend and tomorrow. Your Central Coast weather forecast for this afternoon, continuing highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s, light winds becoming south 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Currently, the highs are in the 70s along inland and in the 60s along the Central Coast. It is now 6 minutes after 11 a.m. Stay tuned for hour number 2 of the Saturday special right here on KSCO AM 1080. MZ, are you in the building? MZ, hello. Oh, there's Mr. MZ himself, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hello there. Where'd you run off to?
Well, there was a very nice man who came down to buy not one, but two Healthy Start Pack 2.0s.
Oh, fantastic.
And I said, that's fantastic. Don't you even want to try? Have you tried them before? And he says, no, I haven't tried them before, but I have the others all the time, and they're great. And if it's 2.0, it's got to be even better. So I said, sure. So anyhow, he gets not one, but two free KSCO hats. He gets not one, but two free K's commentary books endorsed by. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Engraved by. You know, to so and so. Whatever you want K to say to you in the book, she will say it to you, and that's great. And so that's fantastic. Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Yeah. All right. So, Ma, I see you're in the control room there. You need to go back and sign Jim's books and give him the hats of his choice and all that kind of stuff. Now, if you don't want to get a Healthy Start Pack, if you just insist on being unhealthy and sick and miserable for the rest of your life, you don't have to come down here and buy a Healthy Start Pack. You can come and donate $20 to the radio station, get a hat and a book. Ma, what's going on? Your commentary? Oh.
Yeah, I thought you told me you wanted to play it lined up for you.
I did. My mistake. Okay. Shar, Jonty, Paul in Santa Cruz, David in San Francisco, and Zoltan in Santa Cruz. We have to wait a little longer to get you on the air here. Please bear with me. And the reason is because I made a terrible mistake. And I'm going to correct it right now, if I can learn how to do that. All right. Here is Kay's commentary. The latest. No. Here's Kay's commentary. The latest. Computer A.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's whirling.
I wrote this commentary actually 30 years ago in February 2003, and it is in my book. About 60 years ago, the winds of World War II began. Adolf Hitler planned to control all of Europe first and then the world. To avert war, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain had Hitler agree to settle for taking over just one country, and that was Czechoslovakia. Chamberlain returned to England and proclaimed to the world that now famous quote, "There will be peace in our time." He was wrong. Hitler soon after took over Poland. The Allies ordered the German army to get out of Poland or face war. That was the beginning of World War II. Chamberlain and the Allies learned a bitter lesson, and that is, appeasement does not work. It only allows the enemy more time to become stronger, and it only delays the inevitable. Who in his civilized mind could ever have imagined Hitler's final solution, the total annihilation of the Jews in Europe? Today, history revisionists claim that the unthinkable never would have happened, and they leave that world event out of the history books. The Holocaust happened. It was a tribute to man's inhumanity to man. 6 million Jews were burned in the ovens of concentration camps. A part of my family was wiped out. My own horrified German sister-in-law tells how many Germans at that time wondered about the strange smell that permeated the atmosphere around Munich. It was not our finest hour either. Our own President Franklin Roosevelt denied refuge to a shipload of Jews in New York Harbor and forced them to turn back to Germany to be incinerated. I was a child around 11 or 12, and I remember all that well. One may wonder why the Jews went to the concentration camps so passively. The answer is that Hitler's first edict, once in power, was to confiscate all firearms so that the people were powerless. So now I say to all those marching for peace now, change your placard messages. You're not marching for peace. You are marching for appeasement, and appeasement is deadly. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Wow, that was a great commentary that I remember from 2003. 10 years ago, my gosh. Okay, it's your favorite radio station, AM 1080, KSCO. MZ here, ready to officially begin hour number two of the Saturday special.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO.
All right, we're giving away books and hats today here at your favorite radio station. Come on down, 2300 Portola Drive. If you get a healthy start pack, which will be good for you anyhow, you get some books and hats.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And it is 11:13 and 9:10, 11 seconds, and we're going to be on the air right up until 12 noon today, about 47 minutes from now. And if you want to participate on the radio with us here at KSCO and KSCO.com, you can call us at 479-1080. That's an area 831, or you can email me, mz@KSCO.com. Before we went to the break, we were about to talk to Zoltan in Santa Cruz, and of course Shar and Jonty are on the phone with us also. We're talking about privacy, an invasion thereof, and can your telephone or television be used to monitor you without your approval? And the answer apparently is yes, right, Zoltan?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, before I go to that one, I just wanted to say hi, Kay, and really like your the commentary. I just want to add something to your commentary, okay? When you go to history, you know Hitler wanted to control Europe before that happened, Napoleon. And right now what it's being done in like an asymmetrical way, the European EU extension became, part of, the way how to control the Europeans. So once the Russians moved out of East Europe, the whole East Europe got brainwashed, including some of the Western countries, so they all joined this, expanded EU. So through brainwashing, they gave up their own sovereignty, the control of immigration, control of defense, whatnot. So they practically capitulated to the new liberal
you know, government, liberal dictatorship, you know, had, you know, in Brussels, you know. So that's what I wanted to add to it. So it's unfortunate, you know, I think what they did to the Europeans a few years ago, it's happening right now, you know, here in the U.S. too, with all the massive brainwashing where the news media doesn't want to, you know, cover anything, whatever happens to Obama on a negative side, so they can lie, cheat, and destroy the Constitution all day, all night, so they have a pass for it. Okay, so what I really wanted to say about this, the cell phone, okay? So when it comes to the cell phone, there's this one way you can actually, you know, even when your cell phone says, okay, your cell phone is dead, you can enter, you know, asterisk 3370 pound sign, and it's going to bring back almost like 50% more energy into your cell phone. So this way, when the government wants to check on, let's say there's a disturbance someplace and they are afraid of the Tea Party people, so they could actually, you know, monitor, you know, what's going out and turn on the cameras, turn on the microphone and listen to the whole crowd. And in the same time, they can also shut down all the power to the cell phones, you know, to a noise, so, you know, nobody will have any capability of doing communications. So this way you can increase this. So actually, there is still a battery in there. You know, if you remove the battery completely from the cell phone, there's still inside, you know, a small capacitor which will give you some extra, capability of sending some information, you know, but it's going to be a, you know, very brief period of time. Another way the government can do it, or any company, there's two of the RF technology. Just like, you know, they came up with some new RF credit card, which is passive credit card. So you go with an RF scanner, which sends out, you know, a high frequency, you know, radio frequency, and inside in this card, there's a little chip with coil. So as soon as, you know, you send this, you know, inductive power through the coil, due to the inductive, you know, this generated power gets rectified and powers up the credit card chip itself, and we'll send out in a brief code, you know, because this is my credit card, this is my name, so things like that. So they can also use this kind of technology embedded in a cell phone. So through this passive way, they can still monitor, okay? And the other thing is, that is called the passive RF, you know, energy signal. When we look at the smart meters, the electric meters as well as gas meters, inside the gas meters and electric meters, there's a proprietary chip, okay, which the PG&E and the German company who makes it, they do not want to divulge all the information what's in it. So what's in it is actually, you know, picks up sporadic, you know, signals. You can actually pick up cell phone signals from the space 200 kilometers away. So for the, you know, meter, smart meter being, you know, so close to your house, they can actually pick up the kind of TV you're monitoring or watching. So you can pick up voice signals. You can transmit internet communications within the house through the, you know, AC line. So all these signal harvesting, data harvesting through the smart meter, that was behind it, this whole smart meter. Never mind that, you know, if you're too stupid, you don't know if your wash machine is on, you're gonna you know, use electricity. Okay, so that's a monitoring through the smart meters. Then when it comes to TV monitoring you and Xbox, some of the TVs actually the government forced them into. The lady was saying before, okay, now they can when the TV is connected to the internet. So in other words, they call it smart meter. It's all only for the dummies because they don't know any better. So this way you invite the government to invite any hacker to monitor you. So if you have a Wi-Fi, you know, connected through a camera, detecting motions, whatnot, so you can, in a sense, signal out, yes, somebody is present. So there's some technology built into the Xbox, and Microsoft owns it, and the public found out they can actually monitor you, okay, because the only way the Xbox works if you're connected to the Internet. In other words, they want to see what's in it. You know, they want to, quote-unquote, monitor your movement because you're trying to do some dummy exercise. So this way they can turn on this signal, you know, monitoring capability, microphone and and the monitor itself, the video, okay? Then another thing, the government is trying to get into a lot of databases, you know, on the back door. So in other words, you know, you're doing your income tax here, or you're doing some kind of a database, you know, where you never lose your data. So they can actually go in there and just you know, read almost anything. Okay, then Google, okay? So Google is scanning your email, they're scanning your pictures, and, you know, or Adobe, they're asking you to tag, you know, these people, who is that? So they're collecting information all the time. Okay, then another thing here is, then also the government is, constantly demanding an encrypted password, you know, from all these companies. So they started to, stand up a little bit, because other than that, you're going to lose, 100% control over all your privacy. And when it goes back to history, okay, back in the 70s, 60s, in the East Europe, Russia, and Cuba, you know, that was easy for the countries to monitor the public, the population, because what they really did, they just opened up all the mails, regular mails. They asked the children, they asked the neighbor to spy on you, the staff, and so on. So right now the technology changed. So right now we have a lot less freedom in this country today than we had, 34 years ago, back behind the Iron Curtain. You know?
And I've got a question for you along those lines, and I'd love to hear your answer to this. I mean,
yeah,
yes,
okay,
there's a variety
okay.
of ways in which data can be collected, but let me ask you a question now. I have a beautiful one-year-old daughter, and she means the world to me. When she is 30 years old, what's her world going to be like if the surveillance technology and the surveillance state continue on their current path?
Well, you're asking me that question?
I'm
very afraid for her. Okay, because the government is collecting, over 2 billion of phone calls, information all day. So they have no business for that. Okay? So, they're really raping the Fourth Amendment. They're raping your First Amendment. They're raping your freedom, period. Okay,
Will she be able to speak her mind?
Well, I'm afraid, if you let this government, control, all the access, what you and I, we have, and we take it for granted, or we used to anyway, so make sure, there is some kind of, privacy here, she's going to be in a completely different world. I'm very afraid for all the current children. And I talk to some university graduates. They don't even know what's going on with the chemical train. Okay? Yesterday, I was taking pictures of the chemtrail. As a matter of fact, MC already emailed you those pictures.
Yeah, I got it here.
Yeah. Years ago, we had all the uproar against the aerosol spray. Oh, it's going to create the ozone hole, whatnot. And here, by thousands of tons, we are being sprayed here, and blocking out the sunshine. Okay, then and all these nanoparticles, aluminum oxides, metal oxides, barium. Okay, all these effect, poisoning, your children. Okay, or the young lady's inability to carry a child, or they're gonna be, affected with, terminating pregnancy. So all these population controls is affecting all of us here, and not a peep in the regular news media.
Yeah, well, sort right. of makes you and, think that and, they're a part and, of it. Then Shar, have you been listening to Zoltan?
I have.
Is any of this new to you?
No, I've heard all this stuff before, and I'd like to make a comment too about Kay's comment, because when Hitler was in power, he put fluoride in the drinking water in the concentration camps and made the prisoners complacent. When he invaded France, he put fluoride in the drinking water of the city water supply, and that's why the French gave up so easy. The only resistance was in the countryside, where he couldn't fluoridate the water wells, and those were the people that fought him, because they had the will to fight, because they weren't zombied down by the fluoride.
Yeah,
fluoride is in cereal now. It's in Cheerios. It's in a lot of stuff. They got fluoride in the baby water. They got fluoride in all the drinking water in the United States. It spilled once, and it ate through concrete at the water treatment plant, and they had to call in a toxic waste cleanup to clean it up. it doesn't just harden your teeth, and it also is the main ingredient in Prozac and all the psychotropic drugs, and every one of those people that did mass shootings was on some kind of psychotropic drug, every one
of
them.
That is true.
Yep. So they're doing it right now to us, the same thing Hitler did. I mean, he started it in the Second World War, and our government is doing it to us just like Hitler did it to us.
Yeah, and one more thing about this, you know, chemical sprays here, okay? So you remember, you know, MZ, you know, Obama said, our dear president, that he's going to pay more attention to the climate change since the global warming is just you know, a big scam, so it's all backfired. They couldn't come up with, you know, a globalized taxation system. Now, clandestinely, they are doing, you know, practically in open air, all these global spraying here, and there were huge floods in Calgary, you know, Canada, Toronto, in downtown, you know, East Coast, all over. All these weather modification techniques, that's what they call, they finally admitted to that they are doing some of it.
Hey, you guys, hold on a second here. We have Outlaw Jim in the studio here, and he has a few words to share with all of us. Go ahead, Outlaw Jim.
Yeah, you folks need to get down here and get some of these starter packs. They really work, let me tell you.
Oh, I didn't even know you were going to say that. Well, that's they really do work.
They do work. I've been taking it for a year and a half, and it's amazing.
How does it mean? What's so amazing about it? I mean, have you taken vitamins before?
Yeah, I took all kinds of things. But my joints and my bones, all that, I'm a working man, and it really helps. I'm in my 60s, and and it really helps. I got to say that. But that's not what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, okay. I'm happy you said that. That's great.
Yeah, I thought I'd make it a little fun. What I wanted to say was, I was talking to your mother in there, and after I heard your commentary, I was telling her, I said, you know, everything you need to know about what's really going on is on the station. All you have to do is listen to all the different speakers, all the different folks on here, and everything you need to know you'll get right here. It's unbelievable. I know some of you don't believe in some of these things. There's folks here don't believe in chemtrails, don't believe in various things that we hear and read about, some Alex Jones things. But let me tell you, you're just not getting it. You're just not getting it yet. But you will if you listen, pay attention, and do your own research. These folks are intelligent, they're bright, and they know what's going on. So check it out and stick with it.
Wow. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for coming by. Thanks
you
for
bet.
Picking up your KSCO hats and bumper stickers and K's books and Healthy Start Packs.
And thank you for for doing this.
Great. Appreciate it. There goes Jim, wow, 11:27 and a half.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah. And then we got to go to poor David in San Francisco and Paul in Santa Cruz. My God.
Yeah, okay, just one more thing. You know, also disturbing news about what I found on Alex's, the U.S. government is purchasing over 100,000 AK-47 magazine, which is only good for the Russian style, Kalashnikov, weapons. And also the TSA made a contact with the Russians to bring in like 20,000 Russian soldiers. So I assume they're trying to protect the government themselves, you know, with some kind of a takeover. So that's one of my big worry here.
Okay. Zoltan,
right.
Thank you very much for calling
right.
The KSCO special. Always packed with information with a call from Zoltan. Phone number is 479-1080. That opens up a phone line. David in San Francisco, and then Paul in Santa Cruz will be next, and then Richard and Watsonville. But David, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you, Michael?
Good.
Haven't called in a while.
Been a while.
Charlie's names, but greetings.
Char Murphy and Jonathan Collier, also known as Jaunty.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, well, a couple of different things. I heard you talking about the NSA spying, and there's a kind of a funny book. It was written by one of the Russian dissidents. He was actually a little younger than the beat poets, but his name's Yevgeny Yevtushenko, and he wrote this great book called Don't Die Until You're Dead, and it's about one of the KGB agents and the miserable life that this guy had to live. Basically, if you think about it, if you were in the Stasi, basically your family knew it. You were a snitch. Everybody in all of your relatives knew it, and everybody hated you, and your entire life, if you look at, you know, modern suicide rate among police, it's very high. And so just imagine being, you know, a snitch, whether an NSA agent, a CIA agent, any of these creepy types. They basically have this miserable life in which they're a snitch. They have no belief system other than, you know, kissing ass up to the higher levels. And so they have no loyalty to anything other than being a snitch. And it's just one of these kinds of miserable dynamics that generally brings down the nation. A nation is made stronger by the truth. And the truth is made stronger by open discussion. And so when you have a nation of snitches and nobody can communicate freely, then not only does the economy fall apart, but the integrity of the nation falls apart. You know, if there are cronies putting together the sewer system and the, you know, the infrastructure is going to collapse up here in the Bay Bridge. You look at what's going to happen when it opens in a week or so.
It's going to collapse.
Yeah, we've had cronies put together a bridge. And, you know, if the whistleblowers get prosecuted and the honest people are stifled, then not only is that bad for the economy, but it's basically... you know, what's going to happen in an earthquake when you have a bridge that is built faultily?
Now, I shouldn't be making jokes. I shouldn't be flipping about that. And so I want to back up. And thank you for bringing that up, David. As I understand, the bridge is going to be opening come hell or high water on Labor Day, right? Or the day after Labor Day, is it?
Well, they're claiming, and it's interesting. You know, if you go to your door and the postman brings you a package and you shake it before you sign for it, and it's rattling, it sounds like it's broken inside, if you sign for it, you're accepting delivery. Well, here we are, the taxpayers, who have paid for this mess. If we allow them to lift the drawbridge, so to speak, and allow traffic on there, we're accepting delivery of a damaged goods. And so that's the first thing I'd raise. The other thing, though, is, and this gets into the privatization of the NSA. Mother Jones Magazine has got a great issue, this most recent one. You can read it online. And it talks about how many it's about 70% of the NSA budget is private companies, private corporations, private contractors. And now, they are spying on us, but we need to be able to spy on them in full disclosure. So, for example, if you look at a lot of the double agents, triple agents throughout history, they had insider information about financial contracts, construction projects, all sorts of different things. Spies gather all sorts of data. Now, if we don't know the portfolios of Booz Allen, if we don't know the portfolios of Blackwater and all of these other guys, they may be triple agents. They may be quadruple agents playing business contracts against each other. So we, the people, need to demand to see 100% of the portfolios of the people spying on us, the financial portfolios, to find out if they have insider information that they're playing against us. Because in the long run, and this is why I bring up the idea of Yevtushenko's book, the insider information, usually if they're spying on the average citizen that has nothing to gain, nothing to lose, they don't go after them. They go after rich people. They go after influential people who have something to steal. And the corruption is really what the issue is. You know, spying on the average citizen doesn't usually gain anything for the snitch economy. The snitch economy is usually so corrupt that they're out to steal each other's goods, and they use top secrecy to hide it even from their superiors. So that's why the superiors need to have the 100% information on the portfolios of all of the investigators. We the people, need to have 100% view of the portfolios of the people spying on us.
You know, I think you're absolutely right, but there's a caveat there. There is a positive effect for the everyday, or I should say positive, from if you want to have any sort of control over the direction of a democracy. We're going to put that democracy in big quotes. I'm talking about the U.S. If you want to have control over the U.S. and what happens in elections, what happens in public discourse, if you can mine the data of everybody's conversations, you can get a pretty good idea about what's going on. And you can also historically observe the way movements happen, the way things change, in order to be able to create a set of tools to manipulate the culture. You know that if there's a certain number of people talking about how we're going to make the banks accountable or something like that, then you have to have some media circus clown event like, you know, Michael Jackson. Well, I guess he's dead now, but you parade out the celebrities and make a big hoot out of some kind
diversion?
Of non-issue.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah, you guys, listen, we got so many people here, and Paul in Santa Cruz has waited 50 minutes and 45 seconds.
Hey, well, appreciate it.
So,
hey, one last thing.
David.
Yeah, you got the mime troupe coming in down there today.
The who?
San Francisco Mime Troupe.
I think it's over
by City Hall today. And
oh,
it's a funny one about the oil and water. It's about fracking. It's a great little thing, and it includes some of the NSA.
Is it outside or inside?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe it should be.
Okay, if anybody knows, give us a call at 475-1080, our business line, because that won't be busy. I think all the on-air lines are busy right now because a lot of people want to talk. David in San Francisco, what talk radio do you listen to in San Francisco besides?
Oh, I listen to all of them. Obviously we got the big ones, but I actually like to listen to small stations around the country. I stay away from the network mouthpieces.
We're shopping for a station up there, you know. We're looking at KSFO. Do you think that would be a good one?
They certainly need, they've gotten so stodgy and dumb that, they need to be, shaken up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Our good connected friend, Rich Lieberman and KSCO KOMY talk host advises me that, that the station is for sale, and we've put in, some interest here, you know, to the powers that be, and I'm waiting for a reply.
Well, I've got $4.80.
Okay,
maybe
good. That'll help a little bit. I'm throw
me
it into the pot. Great. All righty. Thank you, David.
Good
appreciate
week.
Your call. David in San Francisco. Here comes Paul in Santa Cruz. Paul, you deserve an award for waiting longer than anyone.
Hello. Thank you. It was a very interesting program. I've been driving down from San Francisco. I'm now on Highway 17. I'm going to see the Mime Troupe play in Santa Cruz at 3 o'clock today. It's a play. I helped write it. It's a play on the global climate catastrophe that's happening and what to do about it. And it's comedy, and it's free.
Oh, my God. Well, then promote the hell out of it, please. Where is it going to be?
It's in a park called
San Lorenzo? San Lorenzo Park?
Yeah, San Lorenzo Park. What's the cross street to that park?
Either Soquel Avenue or the Water Street Bridge, actually. The best way to you could park at the Paragon Hotel. Oh, they're going to be really mad at me because that's a private hotel. You could park at the government center. You know, it's that building that looks like a basement built six stories high or five stories high. Santa Cruz Government Center. You can park right there and then just walk down into the San Lorenzo Park area. And then there's Johann Sebastian Duck Theater, you know.
In
that area. So I think I'll head down there because I'm at KSCO now.
The music starts at 2 o'clock. They have a live band. And I'm going to be down there circulating a petition for a median tariff. Have you ever heard of a median tariff?
What tariff?
It's called a median tariff. It's a law that a 19-year-old student in Germany invented about 1980. And what it is, it requires your local utility to pay you for any solar energy you feed onto the grid.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, yeah. Farmers, yeah, I didn't know the name
farmers,
of it. Right.
Yeah, farmers in Germany are making $60,000 a year off solar now because they're covering their fields with solar panels Germany just shut down 8 nukes because they now have so much solar power they've actually achieved 50% of their energy for the whole nation on one day in May this summer.
Paul, we're going to have to devote a whole show to this. How are you? You're a San Francisco resident. I see you have a 415 phone.
Yeah.
And how is it you're listening to KSCO?
Because I'm heading to Santa Cruz, and I know about you because I come down to Santa Cruz about every couple months. And so I was coming down here to see the Mime Troupe thing. So I always tune into the station of the town I'm heading to just to see what's going on in that town. And so I figured I would see if there was any mention of the Mime Troupe at 2 o'clock today.
Well, there has been, and you just did it. So thank you.
Yeah, well, some other guy mentioned it.
Yeah, too. You're right. You're right. David in San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco is promoting its own, which is the way it should be.
But the Mime Troupe, have you ever seen the Mime Troupe?
No, not in person, but I will today because that's what I think I'm going to do.
So funny. They have these incredible comedians. And I don't totally understand, even though I helped write this play.
I think we should do a live broadcast from there. And I think we should interview the individual members of the San Francisco Mime Troupe.
Absolutely.
We should interview them on the radio.
Yes, because
how can we do that if they're mimes and they don't talk?
Oh, it's not that kind of mime.
Oh, I see. Okay, good. Paul, thank you so much. I'll be wearing a KSCO hat, so say hello to me if you see me, okay? And I'll look for you, too.
I'll be wearing a big white cowboy hat.
Okay, great.
I'll be circulating a petition for solar power.
Yes, and I can't wait to sign. Okay, thank you for calling the KSCO Saturday special, where it is 19 minutes before 12 noon. And we are going to – I want to thank California Grill in Watsonville, or Freedom, actually, corner of Freedom Boulevard and Airport Boulevard. Really, really great place. Really fabulous, wonderful sponsor of the KSCO Saturday Special. The restaurant is owned by the owner of Lakeside Organic Farms in both the Pajaro Valley and the Central Valley. Tremendously popular organic foods and It's a match made in heaven, you know, the restaurant and that company, and they have the chefs and the recipes and the menus from the old Adolphs in Santa Cruz that a lot of us remember and miss. So be sure to go for breakfast, for lunch, or for dinner 7 days a week to the California Grill restaurant and thank them for sponsoring the KSCO Saturday Special, and call me or email me and let me know if you don't agree that their food is absolutely fantastic and really, really good for the money and mouth-watering and really good for you. And be sure to tell them MZ sent you. All right, next caller. We have Richard in Watsonville, but Joe, he's been waiting so much longer than Joe in Santa Cruz that we'll put Richard in Watsonville, and then Joe will be next. So, Richard, you're on.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm in no hurry, really, but... do you remember party line telephones?
Yes, very much.
That's pretty much what we've got now, only digital and much better. Oh. Or supposedly much better, except you guys keep going, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I mean, the thing's breaking up, they're fading out, you know.
Well, you know, everything with digital voice over internet protocol.
Well, that's VoIP.
Yeah, VoIP.
But that is
not very good.
Phone,
it's not very good.
It doesn't matter. I mean, when you got an analog phone and I send out the message to you, it's got to get digitalized, right?
That is correct.
In order for you to get it.
And even if you have an analog phone line here, you know, maybe even today, but certainly in a year or two from now, an analog phone line, you think you're analog, but you're not. It's just analog at the very, very end. But through the transmission, it's already digital or VoIP, and you're always going to hear these little bleeps where I'm missing.
Yeah, but at the speed of light, we should at least be able to get the signal without that split-second delay.
Right, but the reason they're doing I'm not an engineer.
Part. Not the cell phone part. I'm talking about the transmitting part, like Lieberman and Mr. Logic's programs.
Yes.
It's just a split-second delay, and at the speed of light, it shouldn't be there.
You're absolutely right, Richard in Watsonville. So I mean, I don't know how they're going to fix that, but we're going to go to work on it after this program. Richard B. Luther II and I are going to attack that problem personally.
I think if I was going to talk to Mr. Luther, I'd go ahead and ask him why it is whenever we go to Wednesdays with Lieberman or something like that, where we're going to do something with KOMY, why is it we have to listen to the other station when we're put on hold? Do you understand what I'm
saying?
Yeah. Okay, so we shouldn't have to...
You want to be listening while you're on hold, when you're calling a program on a particular station, and you're on hold waiting to get on the air, you need to be listening to that station while on hold, right?
I would love to, instead of having to turn the radio back up.
Right. Okay, thank you, Richard N. Watsonville.
All right.
You're really, really good for suggesting that. There goes Richard N. Watsonville, and here comes Joe in Santa Cruz. Is this wise guy Joe that I like
hey,
to hear?
I'm just wondering, when is the San Francisco Mind Troupe going to do a play on chemtrails or something? You know,
maybe today.
Yeah, give me a break, MZ. This guy talking about solar. Do you know how many days of sun Germany really has? This guy's a crackpot. Our best resource is natural gas, what Obama doesn't want to give us. The cheapest energy we have is natural gas.
Hey, Jonty and Shar.
Wait,
I want Jonty and Shar to comment on what you just said, Joe. Jonty, Shar.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't understand Obama doesn't want to give us. Obama's the president. He doesn't have that much say over what the natural gas industry does. And incidentally, the U.S. is producing far more natural gas now than it ever has before. We're breaking all kinds of records. We're actually heading right now towards being an oil exporter. We're exporting some oil to some countries, but we're heading towards a place where we're going to be independent from, you know, foreign oil. It's not as great as it sounds, though.
You're kidding me, right? Obama does not want to give us the pipeline, bro. Solar, and what happens when it's not sunny outside?
One pipeline that he kind of wants to give us, but he was actually very for the Keystone Pipeline until he ran into so much public resistance.
You're kidding me, man. What propaganda? You know what? Check this out. At San Lorenzo Park today, there will be an Agenda 21 booth, and people ought to go check that out. That'll be talking about chemtrails, you know, the stuff that they were spraying over our heads at like 1 o'clock in the morning this morning. They'll be talking about Monsanto and Agenda 21 that our supervisors here just love to put us through. I just want to say, you guys should listen to Zoltan. Not only is the guy a kick-ass repairman and maintenance guy, he knows what he's talking about. He came from a land that was under chains, man. Listen to what this guy's saying. We are turning into 1938 Germany right before our eyes. Wake up and smell the coffee, guys. Don't even, you know, try to tell me, sugarcoat the situation, man. I mean, everything our government does is lie to us, and then they lie to us about lying to us. It is frigging ridiculous, man.
What Obama did, too, is he allocated more corn to be used for ethanol, which is going to cause a shortage of corn to feed to animals.
Exactly. Everything Obama does is anti-American. He should get a tattoo that says anti-American and glow in the dark on his forehead. I am tired of this guy. I am seriously, like, everybody needs to go check out the Agenda 21 booth. And don't worry about the guy with his giant white hat trying to get his petition signed. Please. The San Francisco Mime Troupe is nothing but propaganda about global warming. We're not in global warming. If anything, we have an ice age coming. We're in a global cooling right now. If you guys
Joe,
really,
are you gonna go there?
Oh man, I am gonna be there, MZ. And guess what? I'll be wearing a top hat bigger than that guy's white hat.
Okay, so I'll be able to spot you then, huh?
Oh man, MZ, I'll be looking for you, man.
Okay, I'm wearing a KSCO hat. that anybody could have if they just come on down to the radio station.
Hey, how much is that book? When is your mom's book going to go down to like $1.99?
Well,
it's free if you buy a Healthy Start Pack.
That's right. It's already free.
How much is the Healthy Start Pack?
Only $115 for the regular one, and for the 2.0 variety, $118.
And how much supply is that?
For the average person, a month's supply.
Okay, that'd be probably half a month for me. All right, MZ, I'll be looking for you. But I just want to say, check out the Agenda 21 booth. What our supervisors, Leopold and Coonerty and Sam Farr, our horrible congressman that's always on vacation, and Bill Monty, who wants to do stupid things like tax sodas and stuff. I just want to say, my little kids at their school, man, they want to take Bill Monty and drown him in a bean silo of Coca-Cola. They often talk about it all the time.
You have youngsters who are school age?
Man, I got a bunch of kids, MZ. I'm trying to train them about the New World Order and stuff, so, you know, we have an equal people, you know.
How many is a bunch?
Lots. If you include my goldfish and hamsters, man, we got about 16.
Okay. Okay. All righty, Joe in Santa Cruz, always a delight to talk to you.
All right. Hey, I just want to say Zoltan's the man. He's telling you what it's all about, guys. You might want to wake up and listen to the man that went through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you're
right. You're right.
All right. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for letting me talk.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
You too. There goes Joe in Santa Cruz. Now, Char and Jaunty, would you like to hear an email?
Sure. Go ahead.
It says, good show. It's from Richie D. MZ, the show today is a good one. As you are aware, I have been pointing out a lot of government abuses of our rights and freedom for many years. Most recently about the California Franchise Tax Board, who is stealing funds unlawfully from people's bank accounts. I emailed you about doing a show about it at my expense, in parentheses, but you have not even given me the courtesy of a reply. As a veteran who served our country honorably, I think you should at least give me a reply. I don't really know what the problem is, but I have supported your station over the years. As you know, I have and will continue to do so. If that's how you want to treat those of us who are clear thinkers and KSCO supporters, then you only do a disservice to yourself, your station, and Brooklyn, New York. Maybe you just can't take a little criticism about giving out last names on the air. Oh, well. Have a good one. And it's signed, well, I gotta be able to scroll down to see. Oh, Richie. Rich. Okay, Rich. Okay. I do my best to answer emails from people I don't know and people I do know. Yes, I do know you. Yes, you've been a good supporter of the radio station. Yes, I think I really appreciate that. Sometimes things fall through the cracks. I didn't not answer you purposefully. I've just been very, very busy lately, and I realize that's a lame excuse, but I try to answer all the emails that are sent to me, and if I didn't answer yours, I apologize to you publicly, and there is no problem, okay? So thank you for sending a nice email that complimented me or complimented the radio station. That's always the best way to get a response from me, is to compliment me, because so many people are criticize. I can no, Aaron. Do you know anybody who could take criticism better than I can? Be honest.
I haven't met anybody so far.
No, really. I look at criticism as long as it's constructive and not destructive. As you know. Free consulting. I mean, people spend lots and lots of money, you know, for troubleshooters and efficiency experts and so forth. And if someone is going to share some constructive criticism with me, I really appreciate it. I think it's great.
And you seem like the type of guy who appreciates criticism as long as it's delivered appropriately. It's all about the delivery, too.
Yes. And we do have a comment line, the phone number of which I forgot. But if you call our station or send me an email, mz@ksco.com, we'll send I'll email you back the comment line, because we changed it recently. It used to be 429-2222, real easy to remember for many years. But something happened, and we decided to change it. and we never put it out. We changed it about 3 or 4 years ago, and I keep forgetting until today to put it out, and I'm not really putting it out because I'm not giving you the phone number because I forgot it. But I'll find it.
By the way, we had a very nice gentleman call in who would like you to mention the 3 p.m. Event address again, if you would, on air.
San Lorenzo Park, which is right behind 701 Ocean Street, which is the Santa Cruz County Government Center. You know, right between the Water Street Bridge over the San Lorenzo River and the Soquel Avenue Bridge over the San Lorenzo River. Okay? And so, yeah, that sounds like a really fun place to go. The last time I was there was for Earth Day in 1970. I mean, the last time I was there to attend an event. I've been there plenty of times since then. But the last time I was there to do an event was, or maybe it was 73. I think it was 73 because we were filming the Spring Fair, the first annual Spring Fair. And I was a youngster of 21 years of age, you know, strutting in front of the TV camera. There's a video of that somewhere. I think it's on YouTube, or maybe it's not. But
well, you know, the nice thing about that area is, contrary to a lot of the, the drug trafficking and crime that we've had in Santa Cruz over the past few years, it's still fairly pleasant down there. I'm quite surprised.
Yeah, and so it should be fun. Wow, that's really neat. Upline confirmation of a rep sign up. I want to thank Mary Crowther, Mary Crowther from signing up as a buyer for Youngevity at KSCOteam.com. By the way, anybody who does that today, if it's not convenient for you to come down to the radio station to pick up your free KSCO gear and Kay's book and everything, you can do it online at KSCO.com. Just sign up and buy a Healthy Start pack. The difference between being an associate and being a customer is $10. $10 one time it makes you an associate, and you got to provide a Social Security or a tax ID number for the 1099 for them to send you. You know, if you make more than $600 commission in the calendar year, they send you a 1099. So, but you don't have to do that. You can sign up for free and still buy it wholesale at KSCOteam.com, the Healthy Start Pack. And anybody who does that today is going to get a free KSCO gear thing, which is worth at least $25-$30. Yeah, just go ahead and do that, and we would love to see that. Got just a couple minutes left, and we have two other callers. One is, Billy. Billy Sunshine himself. Hey, Billy, you're on. Billy.
First of all, that San Lorenzo Mind Troop thing is a great way to spend a couple hours. I've been doing that for the past 5 years. It's wonderful stuff. I highly recommend it.
Great.
And attaboy to you for the part of the radio that is local programming. I think it's wonderful. I think you serve the community beautifully with the local programming. The national hosts are toxic dumps of lying and
you're including Limbaugh and George Norrie and Alex Jones.
Not Norrie so much, although that too is, so you know, is obviously not exactly truth telling. But the national parts of the program are miserable failures, and yet the local stuff is so strong. I love Ethan Behrman. I love the Futures, Dr. and Mrs. Future. That stuff's great. Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Okay, Billy. Yeah, okay, so well, you're saying we should probably do more of that and less of the canned stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Thanks for your call. Here's Dondi in Aptos. Dondi, welcome to the Saturday special. You're the last caller today.
Okay, I'll try to make it quick. I was very impressed with Zoltan.
Oh, he's great.
Is he local to Santa
Cruz? Oh, yeah. In fact, he's an occasional host here on KSCO. Very occasional, but we'll, No,
well, I would like to connect with him and ask him about the possibility maybe of speaking at Freedom Forum.
Well, okay. Why don't you send me an email with your contact information? I'll make sure he gets it.
Okay, great.
All right, mz@ksco.com. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling the Saturday special. And Char and Jaunty, thanks for being great guests. You know, I didn't know what we were going to talk about, so I was afraid that I was going to have to do for 2 hours. and I didn't have to for 2 hours, all because of you guys.
It was fun.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ebzy. It was a good time.
Thank you very much. So anyhow, Jaunty, we've got a fresh new safe, hacker-free, what do you call it, vermin-free, infection-free website launching this week. Am I right?
I believe so, MZ, and I think it'll be a little bit more than just that. I think some of the features that we want to have working will be working, and it'll be a great step forward for us. So, you know, hopefully around about Wednesday, Thursday, folks can go and check out the new KFCO.com, sign up for the newsletter, and take a look at the program, the updated program.
Great. Okay, thank you.